Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotor sports. We are live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race officials, and race fans can all get together and talk about local racing. And for more local racing info, you can also go to www.thebombernation.com. TheBomberNation.com. Tonight's host, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn.
What?
How you doing tonight?
Not going to put out the disclaimer?
You seem like you're in a good mood tonight, so no disclaimers tonight.
No disclaimers? You're right. You don't need the disclaimer tonight. Yeah, no public service announcements.
Is that a white shirt gone wrong, or is that a...
That's my pink shirt.
Is it for this month's October?
Correct.
Okay.
It's breast cancer awareness.
I just didn't know if your wife was away and you're doing your own laundry.
And
so
it's
pink shirts all of a sudden.
No, she came home. My laundry's
okay.
Done. No, I didn't raid my daughter's closet.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Hey,
it's
after last week's sparklies and you come in with this pink shirt,
you know, we saw sparklies this weekend up at the track. No, it's also ER Nurses Week.
I didn't know that.
Also.
Oh.
Yeah. So thanks for all the ER nurses out there that take care of us in emergencies and trauma.
That's right.
Yeah. And, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
So I proudly wear my pink.
Okay. Hey.
You know. Go ahead.
Easy.
Make one now.
I'm not. I know your wife was away, and I didn't know if you just happened to be doing your own laundry for a little bit.
No, it wasn't purple, and I didn't bleach it.
Or was it white, and it was mixed with reds? I don't know. Hey,
no.
I'm just asking.
No, it's a solid, solid pink shirt.
Hey, all right, let's move on.
Yeah.
The
okay.
Man.
And I'm doing absolutely fantastic,
okay.
By the way.
No disclaimers, and you're doing fantastic. Yeah. You got a smile on your face.
I mean,
I'm glad to see
public,
that.
You know, I could start with a public service announcement, but since we're moving right along.
We're going a big circle.
Introduce the mission man.
The man on a mission.
Yeah.
Isn't he always on a mission?
Yeah.
You never know what he's got going on this week.
That was on a mission, was on his car in 2005.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He actually had that on the back of his car.
So this is a true statement.
On a mission. It was on his Torino, 72 Torino.
Ah.
Okay, and he had it on the back of the car, which provoked me to put on the front of my car upside down, so when he looked in the mirror, okay, which provoked me to put Mission Terminator.
There you go.
On the front of the car. So...
The trophy inside the house don't show you.
No, it doesn't. It
yes,
doesn't.
This is Mr. Gary, the voice, Mr. Gary Wyatt. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
I know JJ's fantastic.
He said that.
Absolutely.
Three. I'm glad to see he's fantastic.
Glad to see there's a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a great weekend, man.
Yes, I thought it was a great weekend.
Yeah, the Bike Fest was in town. They had like 2,000 motorcycles up there,
was
man.
Was it a Cashman
field? Yeah.
That's always a big deal.
They had the front and back parking lot loaded up, man.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a lot of nice
bikes. A lot of bikes in town, that's for sure.
All over the place. Nice, peaceful event.
Exactly. You know, that's a good point. You know,
not one bit of bad news came across. So that's a good thing.
That's
a good thing. I don't ride one myself, but I do admire them.
You know, I watch out for them. I don't ride now. I used to ride a sport bike, but I know what...
Was that a mini bike?
It might as well have been a... a 50cc sport bike.
There you go. There's a public announcement right there.
Yeah, you know? Watch out for your two-wheelers out there.
Yeah. Give them leeway. Exactly. And the other thing is those rigs. All right. Oh. Your 18-wheel drivers, you know, if you're going to pass them, fine, pass them. But don't pull in front of them and hit the brake.
Well, not only the 18-wheelers, but all of us.
Any big truck.
All of us
like
pulling
that.
A trailer sometimes, you know, that happens. That there's like enough room for one car to zip in. And guess what? One car is going to zip in. And then all of a sudden, they put their brakes on, and you're like, oh, crap.
You know, we're leaving enough room.
Right.
All right. The truckers are leaving enough room to stop their vehicle. Don't shorten that distance, please. Otherwise, your car might be shortened. You know, we allow that. Especially, like I said, towing a trailer. Towing a trailer. So, you know,
absolutely.
Be courteous. Respect your bicycles, respect your motorcycles, and respect your big rigs and trucks towing a trailer.
Hey, last week, in the little kids at my house, They had a respect week, so
did they?
We can extend it to us this week. respect everybody and everything.
Is that what they were taught in school? Respect week.
Respect week. They were talking about respecting.
They were taught
everything.
They were
much,
taught
yeah.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir.
Absolutely respect.
Very good.
So well, something I think we could send
lost.
Tim to. I wish we could send him to respect week.
We need to send Tim to sit and sit.
Okay, I see that.
That's where we need to send Tim.
I didn't think you were going there. But.
Hey, but he did. We're there. So. If he got around or something, where'd he go?
Even if he was around, he still needs to go to sit.
So instead of now, I mean, we had him with calling him TT.
That's his new nickname, TT.
Yeah. Timmy Time,
uh-huh.
For those that don't know. Now it's TTT, Timeout Timmy Time.
That's right.
I was going with Tinkerbell, but hey, that's me.
No, he didn't care for Tinker.
No, he didn't like Tinker?
No, he didn't like Tinker.
T-Bell.
Now we have Triple T.
Yes.
Is he out on a big date tonight? Is that?
Hey.
Is he around?
That's all I can say.
Tim's in love, we guess. He's been taking a little time off. It's been a long summer, pounding dents, you know.
So he's
working on.
I was going to say something else.
We actually, bad, but I
we
actually
this
only had.
Yeah. This is a family
partially
show.
Partially a family show. Sorry.
We only had one dent to take out of Gary's quarter panel. Okay, and believe it or not,
thanks, Harley.
The work was done on mine down at the track after Friday night. Saturday it came out clean. So. There really wasn't too much work, so
hey,
he's enjoying a little vacation,
a little time off
in North Las Vegas.
Hey, you know, back
that's
in
his summer home, huh? North
you know,
Las Vegas.
You know, he's appreciative. It's been a long summer. We're winding down. We got four races. Okay, we got 20 in the books. You know, building a new car, going out testing. Out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway the past three weekends, and we did again.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that.
And by the way, I need to say thanks to Tim Richter for Friday night's free testing for us. We went out free and tested.
And that's just
the bull ring.
We've had problems with the cars,
right?
Okay, especially Gary's new one. And it was nice. He said, you know, you get another test in, he says, maybe you can make it for Saturday's race. Well, unfortunately,
it didn't happen.
It didn't work out. And one thing Friday night, which was real nice, was he came down to our pits and said, do you guys have enough time? Do you need more test time, more laps? And we were pretty much done with Gary's car and mine and Justin's, who we had out there. We got in what we could get in, and it was just nice that he came down and asked us.
Well,
you know, do you have enough? Did
you
get enough
lot.
Time?
That means a lot. I mean,
there aren't too many people.
Absolutely.
You know, that take their time out. I mean, he's taken a page, I think, out of
have it
save his own.
Right, and I was just going to say
that. Greg Scheidecker does.
Absolutely.
And as we know, he runs down there his own personal race car. So,
exactly. So he knows that relationship between racers and the officials.
Exactly.
And so on.
And
should be there.
Yeah, JJ's right. He did take the time out to go down and say, hey, do you guys want more time? Do you guys need more time? You know,
we'll keep the track open.
Yeah.
Right, if you need it.
Right.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know. Yeah, you didn't.
Right,
you know,
unfortunately,
but,
yeah.
But to extend that out to JC Motorsports, as he probably would to anybody that needed it out
did.
There.
He probably
absolutely.
Did. We're not saying that we're special by
no,
any
no,
means.
No,
absolutely
right.
not.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were at the end of the pits. We didn't
right.
know how many times he stopped before on his
right.
way over.
Special.
You know, which, not that type of special.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We don't know how many times he
right.
stopped, but I'm sure he did. That makes it, I mean, it's just like Bill was on Greg Scheidecker when
absolutely.
We show up in Havasu.
Yep.
How'd you guys do? Did you have a good night?
Yep.
Make sure you get paid on the way out.
Absolutely.
You guys, I mean, one time he came down, he tossed us shirts and sodas. And, yeah. He
right.
says, why don't you come
up? You're talking, not talking about Tim, you're talking about
Bill Rizzone
right.
down in Havasu.
Exactly. I mean, I wish Tim would be throwing out beer shirts, too.
You know, it makes all the difference,
right.
you know, in the world, making
absolutely.
Himself available.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
it,
so.
No, and you know, that goes a long ways. You know, even if there's little incidences or things that somebody might be pissed off about, those little things that he's doing to go out there and show his face and extend that courtesy
it,
goes
exactly.
a long ways.
Yep.
You know, you can brush off the little crap and then move on. And,
yep.
and you know, it, absolutely, you know, my respects go out to
Richter
you know, and him representing LVMS.
It's something, I mean, we didn't experience that with Mike Stafford.
Nope.
You know, we didn't experience that with Mike Stafford. We didn't experience that with Adam Damchek or David Stetzer. You know, it was, you know, like, a breath of fresh air.
Sure.
You know, it was something that we didn't expect out there. We're looking to return.
Right.
Okay. Out there. And a change of atmosphere. You know, sometimes you got to take one step backwards to take three steps forwards.
Right.
Okay. We look forward to going back.
Yeah, and on another note, kind of related to this, you've been away from that track for 7 years, and to
seven
get that
years.
Kind of welcome, you know, really
right.
means a lot, I would think,
it
to
does.
Somebody like yourself that has
yeah.
stayed away because of, you know,
stuff
that happens at a lot of tracks, more than just LVMS,
it
happens at a lot of different tracks.
Every
the
track has its problems.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, let's not pick on LVMS, because
right.
that's not the only track that's
okay.
got the problems.
Exactly.
That, you know, every
okay.
track has their problems
right.
in,
you know,
in behind the
but,
scenes.
But to get that, you know, kind of welcome, just like we get, you know, as a stranger, even down at Havasu 95 Speed with Bill Rizzone and Greg Scheidecker, or even at Blythe, they do the same thing. You know, it means a lot. And yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Gary.
It hasn't happened in the past. It was refreshing that it
yeah.
happened again.
Right.
I mean, this is, we've tested three times.
Three times,
and twice he came down.
Right.
So,
yes.
you know.
So, kudos to Tim,
you know,
Richter and LVMS.
That's something he doesn't
Tim
have
personally.
To do,
right.
you know, but he does.
Right.
And on a Friday night where he probably wants to go home already. You
exactly.
know? So,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, unfortunately, the car wasn't doing what we wanted it to do, so we did not take
right.
up that last test that he offered us. But,
yeah.
But we did test out there.
But
yeah.
testing did what you
yep.
meant to do is find your problems, and
yep.
you found some problems
yep.
that you need to fix,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
You got, you know, motor
and
work on his.
And you need a longer
mine.
Gas pedal or something to get more juice out of your car. I don't know.
Mine, we swapped a couple tires around, and it's something that we don't do on dirt.
Right.
Okay, and Gary brought that up. If you have a bent rim, you really don't feel it that much.
On the dirt.
On the dirt.
Okay,
right.
on the dirt. And I had swapped tires and rims around. I had my right front. We knew this from mm-hmm. last test, and we changed tires. Got a new tire, and, you know, I'm still bump, 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 bump. And something that I forgot that Gary remembered, they're not balanced.
Right.
We don't balance them for dirt.
In the dirt,
you
really
you know,
don't need them balanced, all that.
You know, and
yeah.
I was like, You know, no wonder I'm hopping around out there. You know, and that was
what's
something
going on here. Yeah,
that was something that I used to do every other race.
Right,
was just take them, spin them, and you know, put them back on, take the car to the store, our sponsor.
Right,
you know, and have them spun, and it's something that it's been 7 years. I've
right,
after hey, golf,
right.
And you know,
you're playing the dirt with the dirty boys.
You know, as it comes along, you know, and I'm talking to the guys out there, you know, and changing the right front spring.
Right.
You know, and just little things you do to the setup to accommodate, you know, pavement that you forget after 7 years on dirt.
Oh, yeah. I will get that car lined out. I don't know what's wrong with it right now, but I will get it lined out.
But you feel some good things going on in that car that you think it's going to...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's definitely a fast car. It just got a few minor details.
Are there more than one or more than five illegal things that you have on that car?
There's...
hey, I'm just joking. Hey.
Well,
there's zero
one. The car's vinyled.
Yeah, exactly.
It's wrapped.
They should make it.
There's no rule for wrapping.
You know how they got the rules with no painting your engine? They should have the same rule for bombers. You can't paint them.
There's no rule.
That's nice. It looks good.
There's no rule for that, but you know, like every racer out there, if there is a rule for wrapping your car, we'll find the gray area somewhere. You know. But
and again, we got to thank Mike at Reliable Banner for wrapping it for me and making it look the way it looks.
Good.
Yeah, Reliable Banner. Speaking of Mike, go down there. Anybody need business cards, letterhead for your business? Okay. I mean, from simple thing like business cards to graphic arts to getting a car wrapped, these guys do it all. Okay. Any type of printing you need, you know, it's called Reliable Banner. That's where they started. They just don't do banners, okay? And the banners they do and have done for us, all right, are totally awesome. So check out Reliable Banner.
Out there in North Las Vegas, Decatur and Rancho.
Smoke Ranch.
Yeah,
Smoke Ranch. And yep.
Worth the drive to see what they have.
Definitely.
Definitely what they can do for your company, your business, whatever. I want to bring up... Mr. Mike, our fearless captain, was testing also Friday night.
Took me about 50 laps to kind of get the feel of it. But
it took you 50 laps to get the spiders off of you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, when was the last time we had it?
That was with you in Havasu.
Yeah. Now, when was that?
That was like two years ago.
Was it that long ago?
2 years it's been sitting in mothballs.
Yep.
Oh, well, it came out twice for Touch a Truck.
We know that.
Yep. We turned the motor over then.
Yes, it did.
To make sure it didn't seize up.
Yep.
So, you know.
Yeah.
How'd you feel getting out there?
You know, I spent all week working on it, of course, changing gear and getting it on the scales. And
I know you had to ask James which way the suit goes on because you forgot how
I didn't even know I need to put a suit on. He's like, don't you need a suit? I said, what? A suit for what?
I ain't going to no wedding. I'm going racing.
But you know, got it enough to work and get back out there and, you know, running about quite a bit slower than what most of them guys are running. But, of course, I had the same tires on that we had a couple years ago.
I couldn't believe that. You told me, these are the tires we ran in Havasu.
Well, are you kidding me? Because it's been in the trailer the whole time. And
I looked at them, and they look good to me.
I checked them for their
black and round. They look good. The tires are black and round. Let's go race.
Hoosier on the side. We're good.
Yeah. But I got it down where I was, you know, probably a half second off of what everybody else is running out there, which made me feel good finally because it took 50 laps to finally, I went out there and was like, man, I got to do something different here, you know. I mean, I've changed a couple things out there. I had left a spring rubber in the right front from when we were in Havasu and a couple other things, and I'm running narrow stagger that, you know, I was only running like an inch and a quarter stagger, and those things need stagger.
Yeah, you said you were short. You couldn't get any more out of it.
Yeah, so, you know, I end up, you know, pumping up the air way high on one side and low on the other. Doing what I could to try to squeeze as much out of it, and was able to kind of get it to feel within a half second what them guys are running, which I figured 2 to 3 tenths for new tires, you know, and I'd be right there kind of at some point if I ever wanted to race with them guys with that motor. You know, that's a small motor I got in there. It's a little tiny 355.
Okay.
So
yeah.
But,
all right.
It's getting deep.
Onto the setup. Onto the setup.
But you know, I mean, obviously there's some other things. You know, it's been a long time since I've been on the track, so it felt good. I had a good time, and I just didn't feel like I was good enough to go race with them guys on a championship night, you know. So I didn't know what I was going to run into, who was all going to be there and all that, so I didn't want to, you know, race and kind of be in the way or anything like that, knowing I'm on old tires and stuff like that. So
you think a set of tires would have done?
I think a set of tires would have put me in the race, yeah. I mean, I don't think I would have beat Aaron McMorrin or Jason Irwin. You know, them guys are running with the Lucas Oil guys, you know,
which, on a consistent basis,
yeah. Right. So, but, you know, the maybe after the three top guys there.
Kirk Miller was out there.
Yeah, four top guys there. Then,
yeah.
You know,
Guerva was out there.
Exactly.
Pat Petrie.
Yep.
Ran.
So.
Pat Petrie was in a brand new car.
Yeah, I
saw
that.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that.
It looked a little different.
Yeah, he went with black instead of white. He's normally
white with the number one.
Yeah, now he's got a black car out there.
They were all black.
Well,
except for
Pat Petrie.
Except for Kirk Miller's, that orange.
I know, that looked nice.
That orange. And I didn't have a chance to talk to him. His father used to run
the modifieds,
and I'm wondering.
Oh, I think Kurt is the dad.
Then
I
it
think
was
the son.
Justin. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Oh.
Justin Miller was out there running, and Kirk's a father. It looked a little different. Maybe they reskinned it different, but with the bubble roof.
Looked like
they
a tar bottom
roof.
Top. They sold
you know, if I'm not mistaken, that might have been his dad's old car from 2004, 2005.
Wow.
Because they ran with us in Bombers for a couple of years.
I didn't know that.
And then Justin's father, Kirk, started running the mod out there. That was, matter of fact, Grand American Modified in 2004.
Yep.
You know, that's when Doug, the Hound Dog Ham, was always up front, pulling victories. And
Donnie Williams was
out there.
Black Beauty.
Chris Bray.
Oh, yeah.
Also. So, you know, it was a good group of guys out there. The Oz was rolling there.
Yep, back then.
Also, Mr. Osborne. You know, we got to get him back in here.
Hey, I saw him. I mean, I talked to him. He goes, yeah.
Did you?
I'll be more than happy to come in just whenever you want me in.
Cool.
So.
You should have invited him in.
Oh, no, that's like going into this.
that's Mr. Scotty Osborne, the driver of the
OZ.
You know, and I didn't,
OZ
I, he was
modified.
Practicing. Yeah, and he was practicing Friday night, but he didn't race Saturday, so I don't know what happened because last I talked to him on Friday, things were going well. You know, the practicing was good. So.
He lined up next to me for practice, went out, and the modifieds, and then the super stocks went out. And his pit is right there to the left of staging.
Mm-hmm.
And he got out of the car, and they dove underneath that hood right away.
Oh,
it was one of
the
last practice.
Okay.
He got out, the lights went on the motor, and they got underneath the hood. I mean, he didn't even get out of his fire suit.
Something happened.
They took the hood off.
That sucks.
They were underneath the thing immediately. Yeah. You know,
I didn't
have a chance, you know. But, Mr. Scotty Osborne, the Oz.
We'll have
Crispy Critter Special.
That's right, Mr. Crispy.
Yeah.
Mike at Crispy Critter's Pest Control. What a great guy. If you want pest control or, you know, the regular service at your house, call Crispy Critter's. Mike can take care of you. Really good guy. You know, he spends a lot of time and just loves racing in general. That's why he helps, you know, Oz. And he's got his name on a couple cars out there just helping out. So.
Gary and I
good
have
guy.
A few pests. But we won't get into that.
Yeah. that's a different control. Sit control, not pest control. So, yeah.
Wow.
Time keeps flying. Look, yeah. I mean, I have.
So, speaking of sit means sit. Tim's had so many nicknames. Back in 2000, when we were demolition derbying, my sister had a little football dog, and its name was...
Oh, what do you mean a football dog?
A little dog.
Well, what's a, what a the little, hell is a football dog?
One that you could
what
kick.
In his household, when he grew up, those were footballs. Football dog.
Yes, you know, one that you could kick.
What is this, sit there on Sunday and watch football with you or something?
Anyway,
I never heard of a football dog.
Anyway, one of those little dogs that looked like a football.
That's a good point,
yeah. You know?
It looked like a football, okay.
The little dog's name was Pookie, and that was Tim's nickname back in 2000.
Ah, yeah, his
Pookie.
Name was Pookie, huh?
Yeah.
Pookie.
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 Yeah. You know?
Okay. All right.
That's his nickname.
That.
You have to find one that sticks, that really means something to you.
T.T.
What does that come? What's why T.T.? Is that what he likes?
What does that mean?
Hey, that's a capital T and a capital T. Let's make it clear here.
Okay. All right. Gary and I are T.T. We're on a timeout because of Tim Tuck.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
He's you know, we kid with him, we joke with him. He's
puts a lot of hard work in.
He does
what he does.
You know,
with you guys,
I give him all the credit in the world, putting up with me, and most of all, putting up with Gary, and me and Gary putting up with him. You know, it's been a very, very long year. And all of us need a break.
It's a quick year, man. I can't believe it's October. I mean, Halloween crap's out there. Weather's changing.
What do you mean? Christmas crap's out there.
Don't even mention that. I don't even look at that stuff
right
now.
Yeah, what's
with
that, man?
That
no.
came out late. It was in September, and
I know,
it changed
I
it over,
that.
And I'm like, what the hell?
I'm buying myself something for Christmas. That's it.
You know?
Will you buy me something for Christmas?
I'm buying something for myself. That's it this Christmas.
You can buy us a three-car hauler.
Everybody's on their own. You got Arlie for that. I think he's going to surprise you in Christmas with
yeah.
a three-car hauler.
That would be nice.
You know, at this point, I'll settle for a two-car hauler.
You can make one. You got two trailers. I'll just weld them together.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You got three trailers, bud. You know,
hey,
who knows where the hell the third one is? I have no idea. Where is it? We lost track four. We lost track of two trailers.
They're out there somewhere.
That's it. We have an idea who has them, but, you know, eventually they'll just come missing out of their yard and they'll be back in our stable again.
Wow.
So,
hey.
But
it's how crap happens sometimes. Especially when you let Gary borrow something. Sometimes it happens the other way, too.
Oh, No.
Hey,
Gary does not borrow anything. Okay? If you lend something to Gary, he assumes ownership.
I keep it safe right. for you.
I can't tell you.
It's not his responsibility to give it back to you. It's up to you
to
get it back.
No,
ask for it back.
I come to work on the car. He says... Right. To a toolbox for a tool, and I look down and I'm like, "Here's my 3/4-inch hatchet.
It's got my name
I
on
know
it.
It was somewhere.
It's not yours, you know.
Right away, it's not yours,
you know." He did say, "Shit's getting thick around here."
No.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
I had a battery charger. I had no idea. I loaned it to somebody.
Yeah,
I forgot who I loaned it to. Okay. I go in the back to see if they're on charge. And I'm like, where the hell has this been? He goes, oh, it's been out here. I says, so this is where you hid my battery charger. He goes, what do you mean yours? He goes, I've had it for 2 years.
Yeah, that's mine.
I said, yeah, you hid it for me for 2 years.
No, I figured it out. Anytime I have a nice tool that will do the job properly, it's JJ's.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Automatically, it's JJ's.
Untrue.
It could be a $5 tool or a $5,000 tool.
I believe it. There's a red handle shitted up scraper that's sitting outside right now. That is mine.
I think
when it came here, it was nice. Now it's shitted up.
It's
after
his.
So many years, yeah. It's his.
He assumes ownership.
So he's right. When it's new and shiny, it was yours when you bought it.
No.
Oh, okay. Uh-uh. Oh, that's different.
No, when I bought it, JJ always likes my nice tools.
Oh man!
I run in. We're in a situation. We need a battery charger. You know, I run in, grab my nice battery charger, go out there. There's where my battery charger is. Jesus Christ! There ain't a tool around that's not his.
Hey, seriously.
Oh man.
Teammates.
You want to talk about on a mission?
Okay. He's on a mission to
assume ownership of whatever you got. All there is to it. And then he'll decide to do what he wants with it later.
Hey, let's take a break on that note. We haven't taken a commercial break for the last two shows, so I think we should take one. So we'll see after the break.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we are back. You listen to OnWheelsNow.com. Live every Tuesday from Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, thank you. I gave you my notes on accident.
Yeah, I can see that.
I gave you my notes on accident. What did I give you? Hold on.
This show is an accident.
Hold on a minute.
I'm waiting.
Oh, here. These are. Let me hand these. These are final points, I think. And I think those other ones are...
Oh, that's better.
Excuse me for the...
I'm sorry.
Oh, and these are just the results for Saturday night. Those are the points. So we're trying to get situated here, so welcome back. Looking for my tools. I just want to make sure I didn't lend Gary anything that I have to remember.
Hey, that came in handy. That came in handy.
That's true.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey.
The man on a mission to assume your equipment, to assume ownership.
I'm sorry I brought that up. Hey.
That's no problem.
Hey, Jay, can I borrow your dually?
Yep. You have been.
Yeah.
You have been.
Arlie, how about a...
For 7 years.
Yeah, three-year car hauler.
Hey, Arlie, can I borrow your three-car hauler?
Exactly. Hey, speaking of LVMS, did you go out there Saturday night?
Yeah,
you were
there Saturday night.
Sorry, I didn't walk over.
Got there late.
Yeah, I got there late too.
Hey, JJ, and
I didn't turn for
Saturday.
Hey,
Saturday.
And you brought the milk. Thank you.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Thank you for bringing the milk.
There's a story behind the milk.
Yes, there is. We'll leave it at that.
Just a fair warning. Here's your public service announcement. I went to the Henderson American Pacific DMV.
Yes.
The DMV on Saturday. Okay. Here's your public service announcement. Don't go to the DMV on Saturday. They set it out nice and convenient. We'll extend it, extended hours. I don't know when they started it. Do yourself a favor. 3.5 hours.
Wow.
To file for my classic plates on my bet.
No kidding.
3.5.
Boy, I wouldn't have sat there for 3.5 hours.
3.5 friggin' hours.
Now,
okay.
And they have a new system.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's in Henderson also.
Yeah, you don't get a ticket. They don't give you a little number.
Nope.
Okay. You give them your phone number.
Right.
Okay. And then they notify you.
19 minutes before. Not 20.
Yes.
Okay. 19 minutes before.
You know, last week I did that through the phone, and I put DMV Sahara.
Yep.
And I didn't even get the phone sat down, and it asked me what I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I pushed number one, and it told me I had 90 minutes.
Yep.
And then, like you just said, they sent me another text with 19 minutes
right.
to hear it to the front of the line.
I had one not that long ago where it said whatever, like 90 minutes. And the next one said 180 minutes. I was like, how do I get further back in line? I was in line.
Somebody take
yeah, exactly. I had a whole 90 extra minutes on there. What the hell happened?
Okay.
Did they slow down?
This was actually, they speed up. Okay. When you get closer to 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
The doors close at 4. This was my first message. Your estimated wait is 238 minutes.
Yes.
We'll send you updates and let you know when you reach the front. Okay? And then they give you the command. You can hit S for status.
Status, right.
Okay. There are 85 people. This was at 205, all right? And then at 325, there are 85 people ahead of you. Your estimated wait is 207 minutes.
So it did go down.
Oh, yeah. It went down approximately 31 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. 3.5 hours of my life.
I know.
Is gone.
Yeah, you're registering a Chevy. That was a waste of time.
In the DMV. Unbelievable. Okay. And then I had to pay a friggin' dollar.
Really?
An extra dollar.
Wow.
It was a prison fee.
It's not a dollar, it's a dollar.
$1. It goes to the friggin' prison. I'm like, what the hell am I paying a dollar for?
Well, it's not like they stamp them out anymore. There's stickers on the plates now.
I was like, what's a dollar? Oh, well, there's a prison fee. We got to
eat steak up in there. Come on.
What, are you kidding me? For a dollar, I'll send one of the guys friggin' bar of soap up there or something. Okay. Yeah, you got
wow.
it for a dollar.
Yeah. That's weird.
Prison government fee charge.
Yeah. Don't be late on that. That government fee charge that used to cost a dollar is like $11.
Okay. And I finally get up there after 3.5 hours. All right. I got the paperwork. It's a mileage acknowledgement. You're not allowed to go over 5,000 miles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With
the classic
car.
Rod, okay.
With the classic plates. Okay, classic vehicle,
right.
CV.
I see.
It's a CVH, classic vehicle plates.
Hmm.
Okay, you can't go over 5,000 miles. All right, so I bring it up to them. All right, now the lady never said this at the counter. All right, it never said it on the website. All right, 3.5 hours. He says, this is due October 11th. I said, yeah. He says, today's the 4th.
Right.
He says, oh, you have plenty of time to mail this in. What? I said, are you kidding me? He says, yeah, you would have plenty of time to mail this in. As long as it was postmarked by the 6th, you would have been fine. He goes, you could have mailed this out Monday.
Wow.
Kiss my...
After you sat and waited and
got
to the window.
You're going to tell me this lady at the
information
couldn't said, here's the form, you can go mail it in.
Looks like you got plenty of time.
Wow. I was like,
hey, that
you know,
stinks.
You know what, the website didn't say nothing. The information didn't say nothing. And I'm getting updates on my phone. You have 238 hours. Minutes. You have 201 minutes. You have 179 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You have 142 minutes. I never hated my phone.
I experienced the DMV last week, and all I can say is they got you coming, they got you going, whichever direction.
Oh, I know.
You know?
I mean, if people got to wait 3.5 hours, at least put a Barker lounger or Lazy Boys or something.
That's a good
These
idea.
Hard-ass plastic friggin' chairs, they're not comfortable for the elderly. It's elder abuse when you got to sit on this hard friggin' plastic, man.
I'm telling you.
Remember the dollar that you give them? That's to make sure the prisoners have nice and
fresh sheets. But my ass, I came out of there. I was hurting.
You live close by. The whole idea of this new
system—the
whole idea of this new system—is so you can go home and they will text you 19 minutes before to come back. But you got to be in the door before 5, regardless.
Before 4.
Oh, is it 4 there? I don't know.
Before 4. Maybe on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay, Saturday.
That door locked up at 4 o'clock.
They will not let you back in.
That door locked up at 4 o'clock.
Yep. Okay.
They hear that door is locked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's sitting there at the beginning. All right. Phone number 6523. And you wait 5 minutes. Then you get the next phone number 8992.
Right.
At 4 o'clock. Okay. 401. Let me have number 6423. Next number,
7563.
Right,
exactly.
Next number,
5963. The numbers, all of a sudden, all these windows
open.
Okay, and they're calling number after number after number after number. And I'm like, where the hell were you people 2 hours ago when you were calling one number every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You know?
You're
like, and you're sitting there with 200 people, and they call a number. And nobody shows up, and it's like they want to dodge the person behind them. I'll take it.
I'll take his number.
Ay, ay, ay. Do not go to the DMV in Henderson on Saturday.
I don't care what time you friggin' show up. Don't.
Hey,
don't.
There is a good thing about DMV. I like their kiosks for renewals.
Oh, yeah.
I use that all the time.
Yeah,
man, what a lifesaver that is.
With a classic vehicle, you can't do that.
Oh.
But using that kiosk, you have to pay
$3
extra dollars.
$3 extra dollars.
Hey, the $3
dollar
per hour, I'm okay with it.
So not only does the prison get an extra bar of soap, but they also get to wash their clothes an extra day and a new pair of flip-flops every week.
All right. Your rant is over. Let's move on. Let's go back to LVMS. You were out there this past weekend. I'm glad you were there. I wish I would have came over and said hello. I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was in turn 4. You guys are in turn 1.
But
we did see some good racing out
there. Yes, we did.
Unfortunate for Miss Kaylee Barker.
Oh, she's only one.
That
she
was
got
not
collected.
Good. She did. But
she had nowhere to go with that car.
Thank God she didn't lose her place in points, but it was close.
It
was
close.
But we'll let you get to the results. Are you doing
results? Yeah.
Okay.
The 50-lap NASCAR Super Late Model feature. Third time in the car. 14 years old. Trickle took the win.
Yes.
Only the third time in his car, ran a great race. He held off Scotty. I thought Scotty was going to take the kid to school, okay, but didn't. Scotty finished up second, and Scotty got his fifth championship.
He did.
Okay, Steve Anderson third.
Which is great. I love seeing the Andersons up there.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they've been racing out there a long time.
Did you see when one of them Andersons hit them white tires down there?
Oh,
one?
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh.
Not good.
Dennis Rock finished fourth. Good old Dennis Rock.
Yep.
He's a staple out there. And fifth in the Super Lates was Dallas Montez. 30-lap Grand American Modified. Aaron McMoran put another one underneath his belt. Joe DeGueva, second. Jason Irwin, third. Vinny Raiucci, Jr., fourth. And Will Hunholtz finishing up fifth. The Bomber feature, Court Connell in the number 11 got his second victory this year. That good-looking Chevelle that he's got. Nathan Boss, second. Michael Grieve, third. Martin Sullins, the champion, finished up fourth. And Jim Merlino, fifth. The Legend Car Pro Masters back in there again. Jason Irwin finishing up the season with a win. Nick Hallin, second. Peyton Saxton, T.J. Clark, and Jeremy Wood. The Legend Car Semi-Pro Young Lions, Cameron Morga, taking the checkered there. Jordan Dean, second, Noah Gregson, then Michael Womack. Fifth was Matthew Barnard. The 25-lap Superstock feature was won by Jason Kaiser. Second was Phil Goodwin, Matt Cunningham, and fourth was Robert Negrete. Awesome-looking little Nova he had out there. But congratulations, Jason. He won his last race, the only one, and
the championship.
And the championship. So
yes, congratulations to the Kaiser.
To Jason, and that's 10 years.
Yes.
Go ahead, Gary.
I said it last week on the show. 10 years. His dad won the championship. Freddie Kaiser Jr. So congratulations to them. And the same thing every time I go over there.
How old is this kid?
I think he's
16.
22.
Oh, is he up there? 20. Okay. 20-something. Okay.
Yeah, 21, 22, somewhere in there.
Cool.
Every time I go to Freddie's house, all you see is legs. They're working on that car.
Underneath
doing something.
Back to the 20-lap Thunder Car feature. Ian Anderson won. Chris Bosley was second. Sean Pollock was third. Fourth was Travis Boyle, and fifth, Doug Germano. In the Silver Star Plumbing Las Vegas Tool.com Bandolero Bandits featured, Mason Sargent took another win. Ethan DeGueva was second. Diesel West finishing third. Ty O'Hanley fourth. And our one and only, out of prompt, Mr. R.J. Smotherman finishing up fifth. In the Silver Star Plumbing Las Vegas Tool.com Bandolero Outlaw feature, Ryan Vargas took checkered there. Kyle Jack second. Philip Roop third. Aiden Green fourth. And Caden Carlin finishing up fifth. Now, our one and only, Miss Sparkly.
Yes. Pink Sparkly.
Miss Sparkly.
Sparkly.
Yes.
Now, she didn't finish.
Well, she went off. She came up to the stand. She had an issue with her brakes.
Oh.
So,
wait a minute. No. No, not the Bandolero.
Only her.
No brakes. Come on.
Dylan, she didn't have brakes.
Maybe there was too much brake. Brake problem
with the brakes.
Okay.
So.
I got to stand corrected here. I'm being told Kaiser is 18 years old.
Okay.
So,
18 years. Yes. So in between 16 and 20, we're 18 years old. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, in the Bandolero Outlaws, she went off the track. Wasn't sure.
Which is a smart thing to do.
I guess she had a discussion.
And she
went into the hot lane and had a
Pink
discussion.
Sparkly we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
No, stop it. Jay, you need to say Pink Sparkly. What is Dylan?
Had it under her eye.
You gotta say it like you mean
it.
Get your camera.
Okay, he won't do it.
She had it underneath her eyes. I says, there's the Pink Sparkly.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. That's what I wanted to see.
And she said she had a problem. She went off, and then she came back on, stayed out of the way of everybody, which was a good thing.
Yes.
She was a number of laps down. But unfortunately, that wrapped her season out there at the Bullring with little bit of work Dad's got to do, Robert.
And of course, that was final points night. These race finishes were the final points races of LVMS Bullring season, championship night. But you do have results for the actual point
champions
finishes for the championship.
Yep. Scott Gaffarini took his fifth super late model championship. Second, there's your Andersons again, David Anderson, Dennis Rock. Kaylee Barker finished up fourth, 5 points ahead of Steve Anderson.
Very close.
Very, very close after that race.
Congratulations to her for fourth place for the first year full time.
And
that's right. Not to forget that. Absolutely.
Yes. And she should rack up Rookie of the Year in that division.
Yes, she should.
If I'm not mistaken.
Wow, congratulations, Kaylee Barker. You can go to KayleeBarker.com if you want to find out more, too. So I'm glad to see that she was okay, too, after that race.
And again, she got collected in not even a lap yet.
Right.
Great point.
There was no place she was going.
No, absolutely.
Okay, all there is to it.
Yep.
There was no place she was going to put that car that was going to get her out of that trouble.
Right.
Superstocks, once again, Jason Kaiser, we mentioned him, 551 points. Phil Goodwin finished in second. John Spalatro third, Vinny Raiucci fourth, and Robert Negrete Jr. finishing him up fifth in the Super Stocks. The Bombers, first-time champion Martin Sullins with 620 points, had a good-sized lead over Adam Simon, who finished up second. Then Rich Ham, Jim Merlino, and Jason Merlino rounding out the top five. The Grand American Modifieds was won by Jason Irwin. Big spread, 375 points, over 100, and five points for Tom Fundenstein. Pat Petrie from H-Town Racing finishing him up third. Marty DeLuca fourth, and Steve Durbin finishing up fifth in the Modifieds. Legend Car Pro. Let me get that right. Peyton Saxton, another championship for him. Jason Irwin second. Brian Grandin third. Chris Trickle finishing up fourth. And Zane Smith, the Legend Car Masters, was Michael Todd Glazier. Second was T.J. Clark. Good old T.J., still plugging along. Only lost
that by
14 points.
Yeah, not many points. He was right there. Nice to see T.J. back out there.
Very, very close run. Third was Gina Tillman. Fourth, Brian Lane. And Jeff King rounding out top five. Legend Car Semi-Pro, Devin Lane taking the championship there. Brian Williams in second, Gary Wedgner. Then Parker Thompson, and fifth was Bobby Lyons. The Legend Car Young Lions, Jordan Dean with a championship. Noah Gregson was second, Cameron Morgan, Riley Herbst, and then Shane Skaggs. Riley Herbst, are they coming off-road and going pavement racing?
No, that's the grandson of the grandson.
Somewhere down there, but they're in there. They're part of the.
You know what I noticed is their big hauler wasn't out there this past race, so I'm not sure what's up with that.
Well, they don't need a big hauler for a Legend Car.
Oh no, yeah, they do. That's the hope.
Come on, they probably
got four of them stored up in that big hauler.
They sold casinos so they can go racing. Yes.
The USLCI Thunder Car champion went to Chris Bosley this year. Second place was Travis Boyle. And mind you, those two guys came out of the Bombers.
Yes, they did.
No way. Well, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yep, they came out of the Bombers. Cool. Finishing third was Doug Germano. Fourth was David Loop-de-Loo Brandon. And fifth was Josh Quartero. Now, that's the son of David Quartero,
isn't it? Yep.
Mr. DQ himself. And the Las Vegas Tour, Bandolero Outlaws. Caden Carlin with another championship underneath his belt. Phillip Roop second. Kyle Jacks.
Wayne Jacks. Their grandson, I think, yes.
Grandson, it's a family affair.
It sure is.
You know, all these names, man.
It's funny to see them.
Fourth, Joey. Ooh, that's it. Paranessa.
One of those Jacks is in the Bombers, too. I don't know which one it is.
Sam Jacks.
One of those kids are in the Bombers,
Jacks
too.
Also. And our one and only Pink and Sparkly finishing up fifth for the first year out there.
That's great. Dylan, top five championship finish.
I wonder if she's in line for a Rookie of the Year.
Good question. I don't know.
And good question with RJ since it's their first year out there.
Hey, good question. We'll have to find out.
But Dylan Smotherman, 644 points, rounding up the top five. Diesel West, another championship for Diesel, man.
Yes, it is.
I understand he's sprint car racing now. So,
yes, he is.
We'll see if he goes full-time with
those USACs or whatever.
The USAC midgets.
This is the Bandolero Bandits. Mason Sargent finished second, 54 points behind Diesel. Ethan DeGuerva finishing third. Now, R.J. Smotherman in the Bandits finished higher in points than his sister. R.J. finished
fourth.
That
would be a pretty interesting ride home again.
Okay.
They both get a trophy, though, huh?
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
And only 30 points out of third.
Wow. No kidding.
Yep. Cool. He wrapped up fourth place in points, first time out there. And he finished 10 points ahead of fifth place Kyle Keller. So that was another tight championship division right there.
Good racing there. I mean, a lot of familiar names. And I'm glad to see the Bomber divisions doing what it's meant to do, is get guys into racing and then out into other divisions. And you know, and even staying in some of those it's fun to watch these guys, you know, move up and around in all the different divisions.
Yeah,
it's really
Gary,
cool.
Gary and I raced up against Christopher Bosley and Travis Boyle.
Cool.
Travis owned what Jerry Pearson owns now, that Cadillac.
That Cadillac, yep.
That 83 Cadillac Seville that Jerry Pearson runs on occasion. And that was Travis Boyle. And Christopher Bosley picked up a Cordoba, which was the 96.3 car. That was driven, and I just had it on my tongue and I forgot.
No kidding.
Brent Rawlings.
Brent Rawlings.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, he had sponsorship from when 96.3 was classic rock and roll.
Oh,
and that was a Cordoba
that
he ran for quite some time.
Cool.
And both of them moved right into Thunder Roadsters. So and they finished 1-2 this year.
Nice.
So
nice seeing that.
Bombers, good place to start.
Hey, no racing out at LVMS this weekend, or not for the next couple weekends at the Bullring, but the 25th they do have a...
I got something better than that.
Fall Classic.
October 11th and 12th.
What's that?
The Red Bull Air Race.
Oh, man, that should be fun. Over 200 mile an hour. Yeah.
Speed planes,
right.
That's, you got to go on, whatchamacallit. Well, you can call them 644-444-4.
Exactly.
Go on to bombernation.com.
Absolutely. That's where I would start.
And
so.
Check it out. October 11th and 12th
for
the weekend.
And November coming
this
up, they have the dirt modified. I'm seeing modified Duel in the Desert
coming
up to November 12th, I believe, through the 15th.
Yep, that's on the front page of BomberNation.com also.
Yeah,
thanks,
actually,
Glenn.
And actually, you can see all this. Go to www.thebombernation.com website. You can find it all there, the latest. You can go to one place, go to the message board, see who's talking about you, find something for sale. And, of course, JC Motorsports, you have your list of sponsors that help keep you racing. And as you all do, look at the sponsors on the side of the race cars, look at the billboards, go visit these local, support the local businesses that support the racers. Definitely.
If you got a favorite driver out there, check out the sponsors, go support them.
Yep.
One way or another.
Go up, say hello to the driver, and then look at their cars. Go support the sponsors,
you
said. Absolutely.
If they ask you, how'd you find out about us? Well, my favorite driver out there has you as
there
a
you
sponsor.
There you go. Yep.
Okay.
That goes a long way.
The sponsor hears that, there's a good chance his money going to go back into your favorite driver to get him out there next year.
Good point, JJ.
So,
very good point.
You know, and speaking of sponsors, our sponsors, I want to thank Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. Hey, man, you need a part. What is it, $2 to get in there?
$1. $1.
Bring your tools, go pick your part, and then pay for a camp out. Anthony at Camp Out for everything he does, toolboxes, camper shells, camper caps. Go to Camp Out, go ask for Anthony, and tell him JC Motorsports sent you. Mike at Reliable Banner did a quickie about him. Any business printing you need, banners, need your car wrapped, you need just graphic arts done, Mike at Reliable Banner will hand it for you. Pick Art Radiators, Phil and Jim. Hey, we're getting out of summer. If you were tuned up for AC, these guys take care of your radiator. Make sure that your car is nice and warm for the upcoming winter. Phil and Jim at Pick Art Radiators.
I don't even want to think about that.
Down in Henderson. for sure, you looking for a lift, you looking for a wheel balancer,
I'm looking for a
tire changer, you got to give Dale or Nick a call, 702-565-0528. One more time, 702-565-0528. D&N Equipment, thanks you guys for all that you do for JC Motorsports.
And that is the right number this time? I know you guys have given out the wrong number.
I got all three numbers crossed out here, and I'm pretty sure I have the right number. 702-565-0528.
Hey, thank you for all you regular listeners, all the new listeners for joining us. We are live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. here for you. If you want to call in, we have a call-in number that you can call into. But join us next Tuesday live at 6 p.m. here from Las Vegas, Nevada. So we'll see you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.